Leap of faith, nation starts, first day of new normal. That's the headline in the front of the Irish Independent. The paper tells us that as the first phase of easing the COVID-19 restrictions begins today, there's widespread nervousness among health officials that the spread of the virus could creep up again. In its editorial, it says we must not forget that missteps, over-enthusiasm or any general failures to comply with the spirit and letter of the antivirus rules and recommendations can set the entire nation backwards. Let each of us hold on to that thought, and there's a very good chance that further progress can be made. Height of Madness is the lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph. The paper reports that around 40 revellers were removed by police after all-night parties were staged in a Belfast apartment complex at the weekend. One eyewitness told the newspaper it was like a seven-floor nightclub. There was loud music and dancing. There's no way social distancing was being followed. In the Irish Times, Deputy Political Editor Fiach Kelly reports that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar objected directly to Micheál Martin about attacks by his front bench on the government. Senior Fine Gael figures are now suggesting that Mr Martin should publicly disassociate himself from comments made by TDs Barry Cowan and Thomas Byrne over election contingency plans. The paper also reports that dog walkers are set to be banned from parts of Bull Island and Dollymount Strand in North Dublin. Dublin City Council said dogs, particularly when let off the leash, were the primary cause of disturbance for wildlife in the nature reserve. In its action plan for the next 5 years, the council is proposing strict controls which would end access entirely to large parts of the island for dog owners and walkers in general. The government is considering buying a number of the country's private hospitals and nationalising them in a bid to increase public bed capacity in the health system post-COVID-19. That's according to the Irish Examiner. Daniel McConnell's report says government plans to increase the number of hospitals under the Ireland 2040 Capital Development Project will, if suitable, include the purchase of existing private facilities rather than building new ones. Several papers report that a bar in Buncrana, County Donegal, was forced to close its takeaway service after an intervention by Gardaí. Pints of Guinness were being delivered by car and even by bicycle on some occasions. Gardaí said an operation was put in place as a result of public complaints. Paddy Murray in The Independent suggests that the idea that those who frequent pubs will be happy to sit far apart without any interaction with bar staff or other customers shows a fundamental misunderstanding of what a pub is, what it's for and what it does. Murray is described under the article as an expert on pubs, having been a regular customer in many of them for the past 50 years. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that talks to determine the future of Dancing with the Stars will begin next month. The show's producer Larry Bass told the paper that even though another series has been commissioned by RTE, discussions will be needed to assess the impact of social distancing and whether the series can return at the start of next year. An explosive remnant of World War II was discovered in the bottom of a shipment of potatoes that had come in from France on Saturday. The Irish Daily Star gives an account of how shocked workers at a fruit and veg company in Old Town, County Dublin, discovered the device and had to call in the Army Bomb Disposal Unit. And several newspapers report that residents of Falcarra Community Hospital in County Donegal were given a surprise over the weekend when Daniel O'Donnell performed an impromptu concert in an effort to lift the spirits of the residents who hadn't had any visitors in months. Daniel peered through the window as he sang, and many residents could be seen inside with their arms in the air. In a message on Facebook, the hospital thanked the singer, saying words cannot express the joy you brought to the residents.